One leading contender to be Iraq's next prime minister is a man who's already had the job. Ayad Alawi is leading a slate that includes every ethnicity, and he's hoping to attract voters who want a secular government, as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports this morning from Baghdad.
Like other high-profile candidates, Ayad Alawi is running a very sophisticated election campaign. His expensive commercials run frequently on local and satellite television. Many suspect the U.S. government has helped pay for them, something his workers deny. Alawi was appointed prime minister by the Americans after the transfer of sovereignty, and his secular approach is favored by Washington. His stern face stares down at Iraqis from lampposts and billboards plastered all over Baghdad. The man for this stage, the man for the future, says one. Another reads, he promises, and he delivers. 47-year-old Abu Ahmed voted for the Shiite alliance in last January's elections, but he's been disappointed with the Shiite-dominated government, and he says he's changing his vote this time.
I will vote for Dr. Alawi's slate, number 731. We have lost security and stability, and there is unemployment. During Alawi's time, the security was better off.
Alawi seems to revel in his image as a tough guy, and he's clearly hoping to capitalize on the popular dissatisfaction with the current government.
This government has caused real problems in Iraq. Security is totally absent from our streets. Public services have deteriorated horribly. The economy has stalled. We have armies of unemployed. We have human rights violations and armed militias who carry out their own law, not the laws of the country.
Alawi, a Shiite, is also hoping to capture the votes of Iraq's Sunni Arabs, who largely boycotted the last election.
Iraq needs a strong government, a government that believes in heritage, in Islam, that believes in all Iraqis and the unity of its people, whether they are Muslim or Christian, Kurd or Arab, or Shiite or Sunni.
Shiite candidates running against Alawi feel sufficiently threatened by his slick media campaign and his criticism of them that they're linking him to another tough leader of not so long ago, Saddam Hussein. But attacking Alawi as another Saddam may not altogether hurt him. Sadiq Jafar is so upset at the alarming security situation, he's hoping Alawi will also be tough, but in a good way.
Dr. Ayad Alawi is a brilliant figure, and many people are hoping that he shall save us. Many shall elect him, many, because the Iraqis are describing him as the second Saddam.
Alawi's been a strong opponent of the push to filter out former members of Saddam's Ba'ath Party from positions in government. He has argued against singling out and punishing people who often had to join the party so they could get a job. Alawi was a Ba'athist himself until he turned on Saddam decades ago. His opposition to the de-Ba'athification drive and his early ties to Saddam are things his opponents hope to smear him with. At a recent briefing about election violations, Alawi's team showed posters put up by opponents in a negative campaign. One shows half of Alawi's face and the other half is Saddam. Who does this remind you of? It asks. But it doesn't help that Alawi's own radio station is in the former Ba'ath Party center. And when he entered a room full of political science students ready to answer their questions, a man stood up and began to recite poetry praising him. It was an eerie reminder of days now past. Let the hand that tries to betray you be paralyzed, he says. It's the same sort of poetry that used to be read out at party meetings in praise of Saddam. Alawi's party isn't likely to straight out win on Thursday. He could join with other parties and form a bloc, which gives them a two-thirds majority in Iraq's parliament needed to govern the country. But it depends on how well the leading Shiite ticket does too. It also depends on how ready Iraqis are to leave their ethnicities at home and vote politics instead. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
You can find a Q&A about the election by going to npr.org.